we weren't even allowed to stay lunch at school unless you lived a certain distance from the school area. We couldn't even, I didn't have a bicycle, but if I'd had one, I couldn't have gone to school on it because we'd only got one small bicycle shed. And it was full of the teachers' bikes. They didn't go to, all the teachers came to school on their bicycles because there was no cars, you know. Petrol was rationed. And I know my dad used to, of course we didn't have telephones in those days, but I can remember him trying to scrounge petrol for a taxi because he'd got a dance. The band was booked for this dance out in the country and they couldn't get there because there'd no petrol for the taxi. I don't know how they managed it in the end, but it was, you couldn't just jump in a car and go off and do things like you can these days. It I also remember that fish and chips were a bit of a luxury. They didn't always have allocations of fish, but Olga and I sometimes used to go down. We used to like the Bullivant's fish and chip shop in Melrose Road. There was one at the corner of Beaufort Street, but we weren't ever so keen on their fish and chips, and we used to go down to Melrose Road on the left side. I think it's a chinky place now, but I can remember going there when I couldn't see over the counter, so I wasn't very old. I couldn't see the fryers or anything, and you could either have a penny bag or a twopenny bag, and they were lovely fish and chips. Well, I think we, special occasions, we were treated to a bit of fish, but it's mainly just chips, and they were all cooked in beef dripping, and it wasn't this beef dripping that's all refined that they use these days. I can remember seeing it on the side when I could see over the counter. He used to have this great big block of fat, beef fat, that had obviously come from the refinery or wherever, and he used to slice pieces off and put them into the fryer. So it was all very unhealthy, but I'm still here and I'm 81, so I don't think it did me any harm.